They would unload their payload and then take off. And natives who lived in the bush all of a sudden saw cigarette lighters that produced fire instantly, and they believed it to be miraculous. They saw large machines come in and push trees down. They went all the way from not even having a wheel or a cart to seeing a jeep, modern weaponry, refrigerators, radios, talking boxes, power tools, and many varieties of food in all kinds of cans and jars. They were fascinated by all of that. And many of those tribal people concluded that the white men were gods. When the war was over and the troops were gone, tribesmen built shrines to the cargo gods. Their tabernacles were perfect replicas of cargo planes, control towers, and airplane hangars. They made them out of bamboo and woven material. These structures looked remarkably like the control towers and the plane hangars and the planes themselves, but they were really non-functional. All they were was shrines or temples to the cargo gods. On some of those remote islands today, the cargo cults still thrive. Some have personified all Americans in one deity, and they call that deity Tom Navy. They pray for holy cargo from every airplane that flies over. They venerate religious relics like Zippo lighters, cameras, eyeglasses, ballpoint pens, nuts and bolts, and so on. As civilization has begun to penetrate some of these cultures, their fascination for cargo has not diminished. In fact, missionaries who have been sent to these areas where cargo cults have flourished receive a warm reception at first because the cargo cultists view their arrival as the second coming of the cargo god. But they're looking for cargo, not gospel. And missionaries say they find it very difficult to penetrate the materialism that is the essence of the cargo cults. The charismatic movement has spawned its own variety of cargo cult. It is called the Word Faith Movement, known otherwise as the Faith Movement, known as the Faith Formula, known as the Word of Faith, Hyper Faith, Positive Confession, Name It and Claim It, Health, Wealth, and Prosperity Teaching, all of those titles. This subdivision of the charismatic movement, listen, is easily as superstitious and